Hi, Usama. No, I don't see him either. We're still waiting. You know what? Okay. All right. Yes. And Usama has a tradition in his household where they were playing games, and the goal originally was to play games to help stimulate his mother-in-law she's in her 90s, and keep her brain active. And I'll tell you, that's family activities together is probably one of the best and most important things I think Christian families should engage in. Do something like that every night. You'll have a happier marriage, a happier family. Yes. Oh, yes. Well, they are that, which makes it more amusing in some ways. Well, let's start with one of the stories, and I'm going to leave one of the big stories for Usama later. But man, what is happening here? All of a sudden, I'm getting a darkened area. There we go. All right. So one of our first stories comes from it is a man who was arrested for allegedly killing a woman inside Soho hotel room in Lower Manhattan, and he may be a serial killer who assaulted women in different states, according to police. Ra'ad Al-Mansouri, who has a history of arrests in Arizona, Florida, and Texas, has now been accused of murdering a 38-year-old, Denise Olias Arancibia, a Queens mother. Celebs Week reported that Ra'ad Al-Mansouri was born in Arizona in 1997 and grew up in a Muslim immigrant family. I mean, they're not sure because they're finding things. They're finding a serial assaulter is what they're saying. So it's an unusual thing to say. That is one of the things, that I sit there and amazed at, and I've talked to women's rights activists about it. There's only one that I know of that even attempted to do anything about it, Dr. Phyllis Chesler, and she would be so frustrated because people were afraid. Well, okay, if we say something about this, we lose all the Muslims. Well, maybe you might help them, not lose them. Maybe you might help them. Hi. Can you hear us? Hello? His microphone is off. Can you turn your microphone on? There we go. Can we hear you? Hello? We can. Hello, hello, hello? Oh, that didn't work. Oh, the joy. Yeah. Yeah. It's on his phone. Yep. Yeah, that was the issue. I think that's probably, yeah. Let's see. That's actually one of the big, big things we're going to be talking about today is legitimacy. And that is one of the things I have actually been writing about since I started writing on this topic. How dangerous the concept of legitimacy is with Islam, and what do they do to create that? And that is a whole other ball of wax. This is the stuff that got me into this whole topic, was following connections, and it was just kind of mind-numbing. That's when I started listening to Usama and you, and to BTR, and yeah, that's a ways back. I was trying to figure out answers, and it was just, did not expect the influence. I did not expect that when I was started looking at this. That is a scary, scary truth. Yes, there are. I don't call them Christian. I say they will call themselves Christian. Yes. Yes. There is a I'm gonna go out for a second, mute myself for a minute. I'm going to try and connect to Usama, okay? But wait, let's see. Maybe we're back here. Here we go. Hello, can you hear us? All right. Pretty good. Doing pretty good. We were starting and... We were doing the start of the stories, and I wanted to save that one New York City story for you. This story, I'm glad to see you. We know who you are now. Okay. All right. This is something that really impacts me as a retired educator, but it really disgusts me at the same time. And I'm in New York State, not New York City. Please understand that. We consider that a foreign country in Western New York State. New York City is where people live who have no clue what reality is, as our thoughts. All right. New York City's Department of Education ran a Zoom professional development seminar titled Understanding Muslim Experiences and Combating Anti-Muslim Bias on February 20th. In the teacher training session, educators were told the literal meaning of jihad is struggle or great effort. Jihad is the Muslim concept of striving in the path of God. this Oh, let me finish this part before you. Okay. They also said, my jihad is never to settle short. My jihad is to stay fit despite my busy schedule. The literal meaning of jihad is struggle or great effort. Their title. I filed a foil on this, which means I'm trying to get the entire video. And apparently a lot of people have put in for this. That's what it sounds like. So I was talking with people who are in charge of that kind of stuff in New York City. But this is a Zoom professional development seminar that was given to teachers in New York City. And I would say this, when they do a professional development seminar and it's rolled out in the manner it is, it's optional for teachers. However, it's highly recommended. So depending on who your school principal is, you may kind of be pushed to do this, or who your department head is. Well, I'm getting it. That's not a question. I think I'm going to get it. It's coming from their Human Rights Commission, which is interesting. Okay, so they had said that jihad means struggle or great effort. Well, the purpose is to combat anti-Muslim bias. I'm Muslim, I can be anti-Sharia, anti-Islam. Yeah. Okay, the literal meaning of jihad is struggle. That's the ultimate end of the struggle, is the death of the non-Muslim. You know, the part that gets me, they said jihad is the Muslim concept of striving in the path of God. I think you could play with that a little more. Well, that would have to be their Allah, because he's definitely not the Christian God. Well, the path of Allah is to commit an act of jihad. Right at 9. All right, let me pull this up. Oh, the joy of the mouse is running. Here we go. All right. All right. 9:29. Engage in war with those who do not believe in Allah nor in the last day. The word war. No. We're at, wow, this says 585. Yeah, but it's, Here we go. OU prophet performed jihad against the infidels and the hypocrites and the harsh group. No. It's not there. War. I'm sorry? Just general people. Run by the, so this is the thing. Like the LGBTQ community, they're after your children, just as the Muslims are after your children. It's they're trying to get that influence. Yeah, I would say one, at least one should have a job, and at least one should be able to stay home or work it out, because it's my opinion is that somebody should stay home, because that provides a lot of security to the children, just knowing mom's home or dad's home. Yes. Oh, I understand. I understood that. I just want to make sure people hear it. Okay, let's get the second part to this presentation was on Sharia. There was a slide titled, What is Sharia? It then said Sharia literally translates to the path of the law. Sharia literally translates to the path to the watering well. Okay. I'm just hitting share. Here we go. Okay. Oh, I don't know where the mouse is. I just found it. All right. I'm only finding the word once. Did I spell it wrong? There's one with an A with it. Yeah, I only... I got Sharia. Okay. Okay, so there's one without the H. Okay. All right. And no, it's just those three, and they're not in the scriptures. I have no clue what the water part came from. Well, it just means Islamic law. It doesn't mean anything else. Okay, the source for... Okay, so it's the source is supposed to be the Quran, the Hadith, and the Sirahs. It's not in the Quran. It should be correct, yes. Oh, now I'm... Zero. That's a law. Yes. 09.0. Yes. I have a verse about water, but it's not running. But that's Hadith. I'm thinking of Hadith, actually, probably. The only way I know to do that is actually not using a PDF. All right. Okay. And the male thief and the female thief, so cut off their hands. Well, it says a reward, so it's an order. and what they earned as a punishment. None. They're not even helping you out with water and washing you after that injury. I'm sorry, Ed just made a comment that's making me laugh. I have to go back. All right, 47, and to find the mouse. Okay. All right. So when you meet those who became infidels, they'll strike their necks, decapitating until you have made great slaughter among them. So firmly. Yes. Yes. No, I don't see any water from that. Might be bloody, but it's not water. I haven't figured out where they got that one. It doesn't. Oh, didn't know that. The law occurs 523 times in 459 verses. Do you want the Hebrew? And God, okay, Chris, do you want to read? Yes. That's a good question. That's why they fight to get up there. Yes, it's worship. Matthew 5. All right. Holy cow. Yeah, I got 135 of citation. All right. Muslims are coming. When the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheist wherever you find them. This is Surah 9:5. And I'm sorry, hold on a second. No, I'm just trying to get to the right screen. Okay. And if any of the polytheists ask you for it. Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about verse 30, I think it is, right? Or no. Yeah. They engage in war for the sake of Allah, so they kill and are killed. Oops, sorry, wrong direction. Kill Joseph or throw him to the land. To a, all right. And do not kill your children. Surely killing them was a big sin. So perhaps you will kill yourself on their footsteps. So they went on until they met a young woman, so he killed him. All right. Here we go. And those who do not call with Allah another god and do not kill the soul. None of them. I don't see it in there. Let me try. Eye for an eye. Okay, here we go. And we wrote for them in it, a soul for a soul, and an eye for an eye, and a nose for a nose, and an ear for an ear, and a tooth for a tooth. And for wounds, retaliations. Sad. Dirty water? Toilet water? I don't know. The last thing that happened in this seminar, the third point that they made, this is, it's quite a statement. And they're, again, they're talking about combating an anti-Muslim bias. But listen to this last statement. The webinar discussed how to support colleagues, Muslim colleagues, suggesting that they need special treatment. Wait, you just said that. We shouldn't be treating them with bias, but you say they need special treatment, like a dedicated prayer space. Okay, they wanted special prayer rooms, special prayer breaks. Okay, you got the prayer breaks. Now you got to give them special accommodations for religious attire. And the last one, let's see, so we got the special prayer breaks, the special prayer space, and now they have to get special accommodations for religious attire and growing their beards. Oh, wait, got to add in halal food. You know, I also find this kind of humorous at the end when they talked about the halal food, because teachers bring their own food. So why do they need someone to bring them halal food? Your own little elephant there, yes. All right, let's, in London, here we go. This is from Israel Nation News, National News. Hamas has conquered London. There was a big, huge Hamas slogan from the river to the sea, and it was projected onto Big Ben in London. It flowed in large letters on the most iconic tower in the UK, perhaps the world. The screening was authorized by the Metropolitan Police, who had already allowed parades through the streets of London with flags of ISIS, the Taliban, and Hamas after October 7th. And this is a statement by the former Home Secretary, Suella Braverman. She said, the Islamists are in charge of Britain. The surgeon of Hamas explained that the destruction of Israel is only the first objective of the Islamic Ummah. Europe comes after and during altogether. It's scary. There are your uniforms. No, No, I don't have anything more to share on that topic. Well, we'll just do this last one, and then we'll take the break. This next one, it gets me. I know that it's not the worst one we could talk about, but it's this past Sunday, February 25th, at around 6 a.m., law enforcement officers arrested an 11-year-old boy as part of a preliminary investigation following an alert for glorification of terrorism and death threats against a person working for the state. The offenses consisted of the distribution of threatening videos against this boy's history and geography teacher, in which the child is alleged to have glorified a terrorist organization. During the house search, a mobile phone was confiscated and the parents were summoned to a court hearing. It was decided to bring the child before the judge this past Monday. And he's already issuing death threats. Become a better jihadi, sadly, unless he leaves Islam. I think that's grounds for them to deport him. That's deport the family. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll come back and we'll be talking about Surah 8. Yeah, we did. Pretty sure we... Is there anything else? Okay, sure. All right, okay, all right. Yes. No, they did not break because they were wood. And when the wrath of Moses was calmed, he took up the boards, and in their writing was guidance and mercy for those who are terrified of their Lord. Doesn't sound like a very nice God that they're terrified of. I didn't know it was holy. It's got holes in it. Okay, 155. And Moses chose his people, 70 men, for an appointed time. So when the quake seized them, he said, "My Lord, if you will, you had destroyed them before and me. Will you destroy us because of what the fools did among us? It is only your sedition." And Moses chose his people, 70 men, for an appointed time. So when the quake seized them, he said, "My Lord, if you will, you had destroyed them before and me. Will you destroy us because of what the fools did among us? It is only your sedition." Yes. Come on, mouse, where do you go? Okay. Move between screens, that's my issue. All right, Exodus what? Okay. And he said unto Moses, I'm sorry, go ahead, Christy. Christy. Go ahead, Christy. 156, and prescribe for us in this world good, and in the hereafter, surely our guidance is toward you. He said, I will afflict my torment on whom I will, and my mercy embraces all things, so I will prescribe it to those who fear and bring the legal alms, and those who believe in our signs. Those who follow the messenger, the Gentile prophet, whom they will find described for them in the Torah and the gospel. He will command them with fairness and forbid them from the evil and make good things lawful for them and prohibit the impure for them and will ease them of their burdens and of the yokes which were on them so that those who believed in him and strengthened him and helped him and follow the light which had been sent down with him, those are the prosperous. I didn't see the word Muhammad, but I did see something about a Gentile prophet. Okay, verse 20. So if they dispute with you, so say, I have surrendered my face to Allah and those who follow me, and say to those who are given the book and to the Gentiles. Oh. That would actually make more sense here. And to say to those who are given the book and to the illiterate, that would actually say some could read and some couldn't. That's true. Come on, mouse, where'd you go? I'm not even moving. I'm trying to find the mouse. Okay. Chapter 2, verses. Okay, I went too far. All right. 80, you said? Okay. 78. Okay. And some of them are illiterate, who do not know the book, except what they desire, and they are only conjecturing. Come on, I just had that. No, it jumped. There we go. And he who is raised a messenger in the Gentiles from among them, who recites his verses on them and purifies them and teaches them the book. Hmm. Yes, this is kind of interesting. 75. And some of the people of the book who, if you trust him with a kintar, he will pay it back to you. And some of them, if you trust him with a dar. Okay. And if you trust him with a dinar, he will not pay it back to you unless you keep demanding it. This is because they said, there is no way upon us in the Gentiles. Seven, 172? Okay. All right. We are, okay. 172. And when your Lord took from the children of Adam their descendants from their backs and made them testify against themselves, am I not your Lord? They said, am I in the wrong chapter? Okay. From their backs. Oh yes, we're talking about the yes. And when we raised the mountain over them, as if it had been a shadow, and they thought it was falling on them, take what we give you with strength and remember what is in it. Perhaps you may fear. So is Allah trying to threaten us with a flying mountain? That's called a cloud. That's called it's like a thundercloud. It will not hurt them. 4157. And there's 154. Okay. And we uplifted the mountain above them with their covenant. Yes. He's probably twitching. It's a kind of scary when they don't know the difference between a thundercloud and a mountain. Hmm. in Mecca, I mean, I kind of get that they might confuse a mountain with a cloud because they're not used to seeing clouds, maybe. I don't know. More sense. Well, if Allah has wings, wow. Oh, wow. Make this faster. Let's go to 8 and work back up. Okay. 189, you said? Okay. Okay. He is who created you from one soul and made from it its wife that he might dwell in her. So when he covered her, she bore a light burden and went about with it. So when it became heavy, they called on Allah, their Lord. If you give us Sali, I don't know what that is. Okay. Okay. If you give us Sali, we will surely be of the thankful. So when he gave them Sali, they set up with him partners of what he had given them. So Allah is exalted above what they partnered. It's not clear. Yes. Think we're missing your voice for some reason, Usama. I can't hear you. Oh, you can? Okay, something just happened to my Bluetooth. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, sorry. Yeah, it just started again. Yeah, I don't know why. Well, if you name them after a false god, maybe that might be the key. That's that dirty word that gets said that should not be said. All right, and fear sedition, though it will not harm those who have specifically been treated unjustly among you, and know that Allah is severe in the punishment. He's punishing the average person with the the sin that a few people did. So he's spreading out the sin. That's like a pretty evil thing to do. So Allah is Satan.
Wow.
Come on, I just had the mouse there. I got to change the colors of some things. All right, so that's... Well, I need to change the color of it or something because it just becomes harder. And maybe it's just me at night. I don't know. I'm much older than you, but yeah. All right. Well, she always gets younger. All right. Whoever is guided, so surely he only guided for himself. And whoever goes astray, so surely he is only going astray against it. And no bearer of a burden can bear the burden of another. And we were not tormenting until we sent a messenger. Exactly. That's a good question. I like that one. We are at 11:44. Yeah, it's up to you. All right. So gone already. Don't. I'm losing mine. So, yeah. I just am mind numbed. You would think that the scholars. This is the thing I find funny about Islamic scholarship, and I'm not trying to be insulting. I find it humorous. It doesn't matter what field we're talking about. In general, in Islamic scholarship, even if we're talking about medicine, they make crap up. They'll lie. And that's just... Yeah. If you read a history textbook, you'll find other lies like, okay, Islam has now invented calligraphy. Islam has now invented the astrolabe. I mean, these things we know that aren't true are now being taught in textbooks. And this is, what's the... Boy. It gets tiresome and useless after a while. And I don't understand. If that's what, I mean, they got to understand at some point that they're being lied to, I would think. Or how long, if you're so used to being lied to, do you stop wondering if you're being lied to? Wow. Amen. Hi, Usama had to leave, so I'm saving all the questions. I have some great questions from Houston Euler, Nicodemus, John Alexander, and Freddie Churl. I do want to say I'm looking forward to having, I think it was, I just want to make sure, there was a really good question here. Who is it from? Nicodemus, about the, I just wrote them all. I just typed them all up so I could save them. So I want to say thank you to these questions. The one that got me that, I'm hoping I get a little bit of a few minutes to share my experiences with Nicodemus, who's talking about the Ahmadi. My little bit of experience with the Ahmadi is it's a facade. That they're a religion of peace. My suggestion, if you have to associate or whatever with an Ahmadi mosque, my suggestion, go in and take pictures of the books on their shelves. I've done that. When you take a look at what they really are, it'll blow your mind. I know it did mine. And I did that in Germany, their big Ahmadi mosque in Berlin. That was quite a shock. Thank you all for staying with us. We will answer all of your questions next week. I apologize for Usama. He had to run. God bless everybody. All right. Yeah, he got kicked. He was like telling him, this is really late. He was at the church. Yeah. All right. All right. Is Vicky with you or with him? Okay. Oh, I didn't realize it went that far. Okay. You did tell me it was bad. So, have you heard anything about her mother? Yeah. It's just so hard to imagine. I mean, she's a feisty woman. It was hard with Dad at the end, so I kind of get it. Yeah. Dad had dementia and he wasn't all there towards the end, but yeah, that's hard. So I have a question I don't know the answer to. If they call that number, are they getting Usama or are they getting Vicky or are they getting Okay. Okay, that's what I was curious about. That's what I thought. I was wondering when you said that tonight, so I just, yeah. All right. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. I should, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just been, yeah, I'll reach out through some. I'm just not sure that I'd be the right one to call. Wow. I've been through it. It's not fun. Lost two parents that way. Yeah. Oh, they're calling me the old man at work now, which is, yeah. Well, in my field, everybody retires at 55. No, I retired at 55 and stupidly came back this year. But it's worth it financially, but it's, I'm not doing it again. And how is she doing now? Oh, so are you out then? So where, what are you doing? Going back home or do you have a place to go now? Wow. I was wondering what happened because you were staying at that lady's house and like, okay, I figured you're, I think I was wondering. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Yeah, that's, he does that stuff to me too. God's saying, okay, how many times are we going to tell you this? Yeah. Yep. Close to work again? Yeah, I know that line of work. Yeah, I've actually thought about going back towards that, but I don't really want to do that. Hoping to have something else to get me busy next year. Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. We have one of them up here. We have Heritage Christian up here. It does that. I'm gonna let you go because I'm supposed to be going to sleep. Goodbye. Goodbye. Good night. Bye. All right. All right. Here we go. Okay, and library.